SoundingTheAlarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's November 16th, 2011. And on the line, I have Cody Stromberg, a man of God from Texas. And just this morning, he shared with me from his heart what the Lord has been showing him, an illustration about aspects of the body of Christ or the Christian world. He has a really amazing illustration to share. And we want everyone to know that the Lord loves his people. And that the Lord is looking for a pure people, and he's provided everything we need to be purified and to walk in holiness through Jesus Christ. Cody, are you there?
Yeah, Trevor, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, I was just sharing with you earlier about, I was just praying about, there's a lot of churches, and a lot of people have been kind of going on business as usual lately, and the warnings that God has been putting out for, I think they started to get serious with me around 2000, but we've had 11 years of this warning really pounding away, and of course the warning's been going out before that, but I mean, the American people have had a good 10 years of God trying to warn them of what's coming and waken the churches and lead them in. And I was thinking about all these churches that all the while they would say things like, well, God never judges, he only blesses. And they would say things like, you know, those watchmen are just, you know, they're crazy, they're wrong. And they basically wouldn't give any microphone time to anybody talking about the warnings of what God's been trying to prepare the people for. And I guess I was just thinking about that, about, you know, what happened now. All these people have rejected or just kind of ignored the word. And I was thinking about these churches kind of like that Saturday Night Live skit, the two wild and crazy guys, you know, where they dress up with the medallions on their chest and the, you know, they're kind of, they think they're really cool. But of course, all the women around them think they're not very cool at all. Who was that? Steve Martin and Dan Aykroyd, I think. The original wild and crazy guys did, right?
Right.
And anyway, I was just thinking about the churches that have been doing things that they think are pleasing to God, saying things that they think are pleasing to God, and maybe God doesn't think they're as cool as they think they are, you know. The question is kind of like, what do we do now? Because you've got all these people that they've just ignored the word of the Lord and continued on with traditions of men. And traditions of men is kind of like, I was sharing with you earlier, Trevor, about the guy that was kind of like dressed up like Elvis all the time. That, you know, he's like a couple hundred pounds heavier than Elvis was. And Elvis was popular in the 70s, you know. I saw that fellow in the 90s, you know, and he would always walk around with his elderly mother. This big guy with these Elvis glasses and the Elvis hair and the Elvis buckle. And, I mean, everything just kind of looked just like Elvis. But I guess in his mind, he was pretty cool. But to the world, he probably looked like just a goofball, and maybe I might appear that way to people as well, thinking that I'm the only one hearing from the Lord or something. I'm not trying to come across like I'm the only person hearing from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just, my view is that God has been warning for many, many years and showing the people what's coming, and the people have been ignoring it, and we're kind of deep into it now, and we're going to have to walk by God's provision. I've been reading Reese Howell and stories about how he would trust in the Lord's provision for every step that he made, and I think it was the same with John Lake. He actually forsook all his wealth and then had to believe God for money to get the boat fare over to America. And I think there's a lot of examples of people having to trust in the Lord's provision, and that's kind of the way we're going to have to walk now, as the economy really starts to get crazy and the mammon god really starts to crash and crumble. People are going to have to get in that Psalm 91 place, at the secret place of the Lord Most High, and they're going to have God be their provision, and he'll make a way where there is no way. One of the most interesting things about that Reese Howell book was he walked, you know, seemingly in poverty and hardship all his life, trusting in the Lord, and God always provided. And a lot of times the money would come in only so he could hand it over to someone else that had a greater need. But I noticed towards the end of his life, he bought three gigantic estates in England, 12,000-acre estates, at the height of the Great Depression. And he bought them with really no money in his pocket. The Lord told him to buy them, and he stepped out in faith to buy them. I think he put £25 down as a down payment on the first one. And then God brought him money, just miraculously. And his milkman said, "Is it true that you got £1,000 this week?" And he's like, "Yeah." And he goes, "You're the only person I know that, you know, that has any money in this day and age." Because it was right in the middle of the Great Depression. And so I saw that God's provision continued to work even in the hardest times. And it actually kind of showed up greater as the times got worse, because it was to make a greater example of his servant that God was our provision. And, you know, God does provide. And anyway, getting back to the topic you wanted me to talk about, wild and crazy guys, I was just sharing with you about that, you know, people that they think they're really cool and they're not. Like the character with the, sometimes you see these people walking around with their pants hanging down around their ankles and their underwear showing, and in certain circles they're really cool, and there are girls that just love those guys and want to have their children and all this stuff. And then in another circle, like if you took him to a country western bar, he would probably not have that good of a time. But I'm not trying to judge people based upon how they look or what their culture is or what they wear, but I'm saying in the spirit realm, God has rules for what is holy and what is righteous. And I think there's a lot of people that are just spraying on the cologne and putting on the gold necklace and going out kind of like gigolos, thinking that they're all holy and all right with God, and what they consider, you know, to be great, God might consider to be disgusting. And we need to examine ourselves. And these churches that have been saying God's not judging, he only blesses, and, you know, get a raffle ticket, and everybody that comes to church this year, you can win a motorcycle. And they're doing all these gimmicky things and preaching this prosperity gospel, which I totally believe in God's prosperity and provision, because I just mentioned Reese Howells and how he trusted in the Lord to provide. But there's a big difference between loving someone and being a prostitute. I mean, like a gigolo, he does not. A gigolo puts on the cologne and the gold necklace, but he's not getting ready to marry any girl. He's a gigolo. And I think some of these churches need to examine themselves and examine their hearts. And I don't want to judge people based upon color, race, culture, style, whatever you think is cool to wear. I'm not judging you on that. I'm just saying, judge yourselves in relationship to holiness to God, and try to walk close with God. Because if you're not in the secret place of the Lord Most High, and if you're not in God's provision, there's some things about to happen that are just, they're really going to be tough if you're not walking with the Lord. If you're walking with the Lord, I think you'll be able to withstand it. Tribulation worketh patience. Well, can you hear me, Taylor?
Oh, yeah, Cody. I'm hearing you loud and clear, and I believe this is such an important message you're sharing today. I mean, before the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, He is looking for a purified bride. He's not looking for a freak of nature, a circus act. He's not looking for a bearded lady. He's looking for a chaste virgin that's forsaken the world and the things of the world, that loves him, that is longing for him, and has made herself ready for the coming of the Lord. And this is why the Spirit of God is using ministries right now to prepare the people, to call them to examine themselves, whether they be in the faith or whether they're a reprobate. But this illustration, Cody, the two wild and crazy guys, is so perfect because they were self-deceived in the vanity of their minds. And really, it's a laughing stock based on what perspective you're looking at. And if we look, what we really need to look at, Cody, is from God's perspective. How does God view things? How does he feel about things? And that's what we're saying to the listener, is do you care what the Lord thinks? Or are you acting as a gigolo? Are you acting as one of the world? Have you sold yourself out to the world? Or are you seeking to please him and be holy? And that's what I hear you saying, Cody. We're not of this world. We're not to be caught up in the latest fad that's so temporal, that'll pass away and be self-deceived.
Yeah.
The Lord wants us to be growing up in
church.
Right.
You're neither hot nor cold, and they're just lukewarm. So I'm, I don't want to be a lukewarm Christian. And I guess those wild and crazy guys, they thought they really looked hot, but they were certainly not hot in the eyes of the girls around them at the parties and stuff. They didn't think those guys were really great catches for husbands or anything. And I think there's a lot of Christians that think they really look hot. They're like, hey, looked it up. We got the Holy Ghost, and feathers are falling, and gold dust, and we're shaking on the ground. It's Bob Bentley Kundalini spirit. And all, they really feel like they're on fire. And they are stuff. Oh, wow, we're soaking the Holy Ghost. We're drunk on the Holy Spirit. We're having a slosh fest or whatever the latest weird variations on all that is. But they remind me of those wild and crazy guys on Saturday Night Live. They're just totally not walking with God. They're really not hot. They're not even lukewarm. They'd probably be about as cold as you could get. But in their minds, they're Elvis. In their minds, you got all these people that impersonate Elvis going around trying to be like the king. I was thinking, do you have a bunch of people going around trying to impersonate God? And they're trying to be like Jesus, but they look in the spirit, they look like the same way an Elvis impersonator looks compared to the real Elvis.
Right.
I mean, that is a disaster. I mean, please, anybody out there listening that loves Elvis, or I'm not judging you on Elvis, or if you dress like Elvis, I'm not judging you on the way you look. I'm using this as an example of how we try to imitate God, and sometimes we get it so wrong. And we try to be cool, and sometimes we're so not cool. And I'm just asking people to examine their hearts and compare what they're doing in their churches and in their worship with what the Scripture is saying and what the Lord is saying in this hour. Because he's come to save us, to heal us, to deliver us, to set the captives free.
Mm-hmm.
He has a baptism of fire for you, and it's the Holy Spirit. And you need to be walking in the fullness of everything that God has purchased for you by his blood. But we can sometimes mess up. And God is very anxious to forgive you and restore you, but you have to repent. And that means a returning to him and a seeking him, and let's get it right. Let's not look like a bunch of Elvis impersonators do next to Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not look like we're standing to come before Jesus, the holy and righteous King of Kings. Let's not all look like bad Jesus impersonators and hear him say, get away from me, I never knew you. And we're like, but Jesus, didn't we cast out devils in your name? Didn't we heal the sick in your name? He's like, get away from me, I never knew you. That's the same thing Elvis would say to those Elvis impersonators.
Mm-hmm.
They're so unlike him. And
yes.
I'm not using Elvis as an example, because Elvis was a bad fella. He wasn't, he's not like an example for Christians. I mean, I'm only using him as a kind of an allegory or a comparison to the way Christians relate to Jesus and how we have to get this thing right. And it's those that are, you got to worship him in spirit and truth, and you got to be filled with the Spirit. Trevor. That's all I have to say.
Well, Cody, you know, for us to advance in Christ, the only way to advance in anything is to first repentance. It's putting away anything that's foreign or below Christ, Jesus, put it away and receive the cleansing that's there through the Lord, and then we appropriate Christ. You know, the Father is conforming us to the image of His dear Son. He's not looking to see Trevor. He's not looking to see Tom, Dick, Harry, or Mary, Martha, Sue. All the Father wants to see is His Son. So, like they have a saying that like Father, like Son, and that's what we want. The Bible actually says, Cody, is that we as dear children, we should be imitators of God or followers of God. Follow, you know, as Jesus said, as I see my Father do, I do. You know, I do. I follow Him. I keep His commandments. I speak what He's taught me to say. And we don't want to be deceived in our own minds by not really looking in the mirror. The Bible's actually, James and Peter both talked about the same thing, about growing in virtue and knowledge and temperance and self-control and godliness, brotherly kindness and charity. And the Bible said in Peter that if these things be in you and abound, that you will not be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But he that lacks these things is blind, cannot see afar off, and forgot that their old sins were forgiven. And this is the same thing James said. If you're not a doer of the word, you're forgetting that your old sins are cleansed and forgiven, and you're going back to them. And it's just like those two knuckleheads that really didn't, they were projecting a pseudo image to influence. And we don't want to be pseudo. We don't want to be fake. We want to be the genuine, real thing. And the only way that can happen for any of us, Cody, is by authentic repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in the cross and the resurrection of Jesus. And that is how God is bringing forth a pure people, a pure bride in these last days that are going to shine as the stars. Praise God.
And He's going to take care of His people. And I was, you know, not going back to Reese Howells again, but just the example of how he walked with the Lord and God provided what he needed at every step of the way. I really think that when it's time for people to choose whether they're going to take the mark of the beast or not, they need to think about people like Reese Howells and John Lake, so that, you know, even if they don't, you know, if they don't take the mark, which they shouldn't, God will still provide for them. He will make a way where there is no way. And they shouldn't look at, if they're looking at the mammon system to save them, it's going to fail them. And, you know, I heard a prophet say one time that when people go to take the mark of, quote, scripture, they'll say, a man that won't provide for his family is worse than an unbeliever. And they take the mark.
Mm-hmm.
And, I agree that a man that won't provide for his family, you know, that's wrong. But you can't take the mark. You just can't do
right.
it. And you have to know that God will provide for you no matter what, and that He will make a way where there is no way. You really have to have faith and believe. And of course, you have to pray. I said this to a friend the other day. I said, you know, football requires some running, and Christianity requires some prayer. And unless you're a spectator and you just sit there in your chair, I said, get in the game, you know. Football's not all about running, but there's an awful lot of running in football. Christianity's not all about prayer, but you're not going to get very far in Christianity if you're not praying. And if you want to see answers to your needs, and if you want to see deliverance and breakthrough come, you're going to have to pray. You can't be a lukewarm Christian. You can't be a wild and crazy guy Christian. You're going to have to be a real salt and light Christian on fire with the Holy Spirit.
Amen. You know, Cody, there's a lot of talk nowadays about experiencing God, and, you know, there's a fine line to any truth. Anything to the left or to the right are both extremes, and we want to walk in the straight and narrow way that's in Jesus Christ. And we want to experience God, but in truth. We want to worship God in spirit and truth. In fact, I want to read John chapter 4. This is what Jesus said. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit, and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And Jesus made it very clear to Cody in this portion of scripture in John chapter 4 that it wasn't in the mountain where the true worshipers would worship, or even in Jerusalem. But wherever you are in the earth today, God's calling you to worship him in spirit and truth. And this is what he's seeking. But you can't worship God in falsehood. You can't worship God when you're in falsehood or deception. So this is why the Lord is calling us to repent, put away the childish things, put away the wildness and the craziness, and to be true sons of God, true sons and daughters of God, washed by the blood of Jesus, renewed and washed by the renewing of the Holy Spirit, that we could be true worshipers of the Father, because we want to please him. We love him. And I believe, Cody, that's where we're going to experience the Lord, in these basic things, not just a mystical experience of shaking and falling on the floor and writhing like a dog or a serpent, but literally receiving provision, deliverance, healing, comfort, teaching, all the things that God brings, peace and joy. And that's to be had by every single one of us as we seek the Lord with our whole heart in these days.
Yeah, and even if you're a wild and crazy guy, God will look at that and he'll say, okay, this guy obviously doesn't know his left hand from his right, and you know, like the people in Nineveh. And he'll send you a Jonah to lead you in repentance, and he'll bring you back like little children. He'll gather you and start restoring you. But you have to repent and return to him to get that whole thing started. And I think what I'm really grieved the most about is how many churches right now have it their way and want to keep it their way, and the traditions of men make the Word of God of no effect. I'm really concerned that they're just going to stay in their traditions no matter how many judgments come, no matter how dark it gets. They're just going to stay in those traditions, and I'm concerned that all these things that God has done to try to provoke them, to awaken them, to return them, to restore them and heal them, that they're going to, in the end, they're going to, if they make heaven at all, they're going to get there and realize they lost so much that God had for them that they never even stepped into. And anyway, well, thanks, Trevor, for letting me be on your show today. God bless everybody listening.
Yes, amen, Cody. Thank you for sharing this. I really believe it's an important message from the Lord. I'm going to read this in closing. This is Apostle Paul, that Jesus Christ was revealed to him, and the gospel of God was brought forth through Apostle Paul. This is what he's saying in 2 Corinthians 11. Hear his heart. He said, "For I'm jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that's in Christ." Now listen. "For if he that comes preaches another Jesus, whom we've not preached, or you receive another spirit, which we have not received, or another gospel, which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him. For I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chiefest apostles." Apostle Paul was very concerned that his labor and love in the gospel would be wasted as people would be led astray by the subtlety of Satan and follow a false Christ or receive a false spirit or even another gospel. But you'll always know a true apostle, a true ministry of Jesus Christ, because they'll call you to the purity of the Lord. We pray you seek the Lord now and reflect the Lord, and you'll experience the Lord in all these wonderful, mighty acts that God has done faithfully throughout the history since the world has began. He is faithful. The Lord bless you.